Chapter 1. You did what? Seriously? Amelia Parker asked, blown away by the news her best friend had just dropped like a bomb. You hired a matchmaker?
For me?
Yes, for you, Izzy said. Melly, you Googled directions to sperm banks and checked out their Yelp reviews.
I was researching.
That's no reason to go crazy and hire a matchmaker. It wasn't that she was anti-matchmaker, but what the process meant. She'd made a firm decision about using a sperm bank to get the family she wanted. Trying her hand at dating again messed with that plan. And with her biological clock ticking, time wasn't on her side.
Yeah, hiring a matchmaker is the crazy in that scenario.
If you're willing to go that route just because the big 4-0 looms in the distance.
Not that distant.
Then there is no reason not to try my idea first, Izzy said, as though Amelia hadn't interrupted her. Melly, you've given up on love and romance, and I can't stand it. The noise of the restaurant faded into the background as Amelia stared into the concerned expression of her friend. The fat paddle fans overhead kept the air flowing, but nothing could cool the heat flooding Amelia's body due to stress.
Says the woman who is as single as I am.
Izzy was an artist Amelia had met 4 years ago, after consigning a special piece for a particular movie set. They'd hit it off and become fast friends. But shouldn't a friend know not to mess with another friend's plans?
That may be so, but I'm not trying to be a baby mama.
You seriously don't want to raise a kid alone, do you?
Who says if I'm with someone he'll stick around?
Do you know how many single parents are in the world? I know it'll be difficult, but why not save myself the heartache of meeting someone only to have them walk out later?
Wow. Cynical much?
Amelia glared at Izzy. Wait until you're my age. I've pretty much seen it all. Izzy was 10 years younger than Amelia, and obviously wasn't worried about children anytime soon. Izzy had issues with her two biological sisters, and not for the first time did Amelia wonder if Izzy's stubbornness and persistence had something to do with the difficulties within her immediate family.
You're doing this, Izzy said.
You're meeting her.
I won't hear another word about it.
Izzy tilted her head as she stared at Amelia and wore what Amelia always thought of as Izzy's booyah expression. Izzy widened her very expressive eyes and set her jaw, lips pursed in a determined line.
So is she setting you up too?
Time to change tactics. Obviously, getting out of the mess wasn't an option, so maybe she should drag Izzy along for the ride?
No.
At least not yet, anyway.
Look, you mentioned meeting Marcelle Jones on the set of the movie set you're designing, and that she's a friend of Oliver Beck's.
He's a freaking Hollywood actor and friends with this woman.
She's obviously got something, and if anyone can help you find the perfect man, I think she can.
You know I'm right.
Izzy.
You said how well you and Marcelle hit it off, so I decided to take it a step further and contact her for you. She loves the idea, by the way, and thinks the world of you.
You told her.
Only that you're ready to settle down with a family. Anyway, she sang your praises and said she knows she can find you a wonderful match.
Amelia groaned and buried her face in her hands.
I'm going to strangle you.
Poison you.
Push you off a boat into the intercoastal.
Yeah.
Come on, Melly. You're embarrassed about being set up by a professional matchmaker, but you're not embarrassed about knowing which sperm banks have a better selection of swimmers?
That comment was delivered right as their waitress stopped by their table to deliver their drinks, and Amelia nearly dove under the wooden surface. She wasn't shy by nature, but certain things needed to remain private. Like their talk of sperm banks and her plan to use one in order to become a mom.
She's joking, Amelia said to the teenager.
I'm not, Izzy countered in a low sing-song voice once the waitress left their drinks and was out of earshot.
Why do you think me having a baby is a problem?
Amelia asked, continuing the argument with her so-called friend.
It's the way you're going about it that I have a problem with.
That and the fact you think you can pick a kid from a catalog of characteristics when picking men that way hasn't worked out for you.
Ouch! Didn't Izzy get it?
She was tired. Tired of searching, tired of looking for the right man only to be disappointed. She'd spent the last 23 years dating. Maybe not seriously at first, but later she'd tried and wanted more but never found it. And the sad fact was that men her age were now searching for younger women because they were finally ready to settle down and have families, and her age factored into a relationship.
Today you're hearing truth, Izzy argued.
All truth and nothing but. I'm tired of sugarcoating my thoughts on this, and you've asked me for my opinion several times, so you're going to get it. No holding back.
I changed my mind.
Lie to me, Amelia muttered.
Nope.
And since I knew you'd protest and make excuses to not meet Marcelli, now's a good time to tell you she's here.
Hey, Marcelli, Izzy called, waving to someone behind Amelia.
Scoot, Izzy ordered in a low breath to Amelia. Amelia gasped and turned, realizing Marcelli Jones was indeed joining them. But what Izzy hadn't considered was whether or not their offset connection would, well, get back to the set. If Amelia's colleagues found out about this, she would never live it down.
Okay then.
Strangulation it is, Amelia muttered to Izzy.
Ladies, how are we this evening?
Marcelli asked, moving with graceful intent toward their table. Marcelli looked as put together as always, dressed as she was in a bright sleeveless top and white skinny jeans. The coral color of her blouse brought out Marcelli's tan, and the many freckles that looked so charming.
Great now that you're here, Izzy said, motioning to Amelia to scoot over to make room.
Amelia, it's so good to see you again, Marcelli said, tone sweet.
You too, Amelia managed to mutter, knowing Izzy wanted Marcelli to sit beside her on the booth seat in order to block her only hope of escaping the train wreck Izzy had put into motion.
Please have a seat, Izzy added, raising one of her perfectly groomed eyebrows in Amelia's direction. Amelia glared at Izzy, but scooched over so that Marcelli could lower herself onto the padded seat and settle in.
Amelia, don't look so nervous.
I won't bite, Marcelli said. Amelia pasted a weak smile to her lips and took in the other woman's fresh-faced appearance. Marcelli Jones was not what one might expect in a professional matchmaker. Amelia guessed Marcelli to be in her late 20s, but with minimal makeup and freckles galore, Marcelli wound up looking not much older than a teenager. Combined with her long curly hair, she looked way too young to be weaving people's futures together in the lifetime kind of way. How was this ever going to work?
Sorry.
My dear friend Izzy kind of sprang this on me.
No worries.
Before I take you on as a client, I have to feel comfortable with your willingness to be matched. So if you're truly not willing and you don't want to give this a try, we'll just move on and have some nice girl talk. But before you say no, Marcelli said when Amelia opened her mouth, I hope you'll give me a chance because I'm pretty darn good at what I do. Are you willing to share your story? Is there a particular reason you're pursuing?
Sperm banks, Izzy interjected.
Sperm that could come from anyone. Once again, the young waitress returned at the most inopportune time and caught the last of Izzy's statement. Amelia watched as the girl's eyes widened just a tad before she smoothed her features and attempted a modicum of diplomacy, something Amelia wished Izzy could learn.
Fast.
Can I get you a drink? The waitress asked Marcelli.
Iced tea, half cut, please, Marcelli said, smiling at the young woman.
Thank you.
Coming right up.
I'll get y'all's order when I get back, Emilia watched as the girl slid a weirded-out glance in her direction before she walked away. Emilia shot Izzy what she hoped was a silencing look. Seriously? Will you please stop airing my business to the entire restaurant? Sorry, Izzy mumbled. But it's the truth. You don't have to shout it to the world, Emilia said with a groan. If you're that uncomfortable talking about it, how on earth do you think you're going to be able to do it, Melly? Where would you say the kid is from? Mars. Okay, okay, let's take a breath, Marcelly said, calmly inserting herself in the conversation. Emilia, tell me about you. Let's start there, shall we? I know the answers to some of these questions already, but it helps to ask them again to break the ice and get things rolling. Let's begin with, have you ever been married? Forced to endure the next hour or so of torture, unless she was going to jump up atop the table and make a run for the door, Emilia resigned herself to the conversation about to take place. No. I haven't. I was asked once, but we were too young. And in response, she sold everything she had, emptied her bank account, and left for Europe the very next day, Izzy added. So marriage scared you? Marcelly asked, her gaze searching. Didn't marriage scare everyone? I was 18, and he was my first real boyfriend. And since then, I've been living my life, Emilia said to them. She hesitated to own her truth. Didn't want to face it, because she'd never again experienced a love like that one. And in the 23 years of dating since, she'd felt like a failure because of it. Like she'd given up her one and only chance, and had been punished because of it. I see. That is young, Marcelly said. Have you come close to marriage since then? No. Well, sort of, but... I found a ring, and thought he was close to asking me, but then discovered him sleeping with my neighbor, so... I see, Marcelly murmured as she took notes. Would you say you're wary because of your experiences? Afraid of repeating them? Definitely. She dates sporadically, Izzy offered. And the moment they get serious, she bolts. I don't bolt, I simply refuse to settle, Emilia clarified. If I feel someone is getting serious when I'm just not that interested, I end things before it becomes more complicated. There's a difference. Marriage shouldn't be about settling. Not if you want it to last. Fine, I'll give you that. But you're definitely settling if you do this whole sperm thing, Izzy said, thankfully lowering her voice, without giving Marcelly a chance. Just try it, Melly. What can it hurt? Other than a date here and there since you moved back to Wilmington 3 years ago, you've worked nonstop. At this point, I'd be surprised if you remember what men look like. Okay, okay, ladies, let's focus, Marcelly said softly, earning their attention once more. Emilia, I think it's clear Izzy wants you to be happy. We can agree on that, right? I suppose, Emilia murmured. Well, I have some great guys in my database looking for equally great women. We have a lot of ground to cover, but if you agree, I'd love to set you up. You're how old? 38, she murmured, avoiding Izzy's gaze because of her upset with her friend. Which is why time is of the essence if I'm going to be able to get pregnant at all. I understand, Marcelly said in a soothing voice. And believe it or not, I have some guys feeling the same way. They've put their careers first, and have reached an age where they want to be a father, before they feel too old to enjoy the experience. So let's start with what you like in a man. What attracts you, and makes you want to get to know them better? Emilia closed her eyes and took a calming breath. Marcelly and Izzy couldn't make her do anything she didn't want to do. Answering a few questions wouldn't hurt. Would it? I like intelligence, being able to hold an articulate conversation. I like good looks and manners. Someone who knows how to treat a woman like she is more than an object to be used for sex or housekeeping duties. A man who appreciates his woman as his partner, Marcelli murmured. I like those qualities too. They're getting harder to find these days, but not impossible. What else? Emilia lifted her shoulders in a shrug. He'd have to be faithful. That's definitely a priority. I mean, if I'm involved with someone, I'm not just passing time until the next person comes along. And that's impossible to find in the dating world right now. I know, she stated, glaring at Izzy, because I've tried to find that man despite what Izzy thinks, but men today say cheating is normal and everyone does it. Not true. Fidelity is hard to find but not impossible, Marcelli countered. It depends on where you're looking, and again, my database is filled with men who are actively looking for women who desire the same things you're describing. Marcelli scribbled in her notebook and began making bulleted lists. Does occupation factor in? That question threw her. She wasn't a snob, but he'd have to bring something to the table. I mean, at my age, I have a home, a good job, a life. He'd need to enhance that, I suppose. No, you're exactly right, Marcelli said. You don't want someone who would be a detriment to your career. You want someone as motivated as you are and as successful. Someone supportive. Now, what about looks? Do you prefer facial hair? Dark hair or blonde? Is bald or balding a yes or no? Emilia answered the questions one by one, even though she felt the whole process was useless. The waitress returned and took their order, and as soon as she was gone, Marcelli picked up where she'd left off. What about kids? Okay, if he has some already. Yes. And you want children? More than anything. Yes. If possible. As the interview continued, Emilia found herself really thinking about her perfect match. Who he'd be, and how they'd fit together as two parts of a whole. Marcelli made it easy, gently leading her with another question when Emilia hesitated, or helping Emilia narrow down too broad of an answer. They covered political stances and religion. What about pets? Are you a dog person? Cat only. What? Marcelli asked. Definitely no reptiles. Or rats, she quickly added, or creatures of that sort. I'm allergic to cats, so they're out as well. A dog would be okay. Dog friendly is good. A lot of my men have happy, healthy dogs, so it bodes well, Marcelli said, smiling. Okay. That about does it, I think. I have what I need from you, but I'll text or call you if I have any more questions. The good news is that I have a couple of men in mind, Marcelli said. Seriously? Emilia asked. Marcelli gave her a gentle smile. You're not demanding, Emilia. What you desire is a good man. An honest, loyal, hard-working man with integrity and drive. That's doable. If it's so doable, why haven't I met him already? Emilia asked. Because they're working as hard as you are and go home just as exhausted. Plus, they have also been jaded by dating and have much the same reservations. Women aren't the only ones who have been cheated on and lied to, taken advantage of, and even abused. But they want to find someone special and are ready to commit, and know they probably won't find this person in a bar. Most of my clients are successful and therefore well-known in the area, and don't want their clients or associates seeing them on dating sites. That's why they go through me. It's discreet, the dates are vetted, and it's simply more professional. So it's decision time. I can help you. The question is, do you want me to? Oh. Oh boy. Even though Marcelli seemed to be a wonderful person, this was a lot to consider. Did she trust this process? Izzy was right in that Amelia's ways of meeting men hadn't worked, and she was embarrassed at her dating site fails, but a matchmaker? Really? I know that look, Izzy said. Oh, Melly, come on. You have to do this. For me. For yourself and that baby you want so badly. I'm just not sure. Marcelly, Amelia said, I'm sure you're great at your job. I am. My 92% success rate is proof. 92. That's great. But you should know I've made an appointment and... At the sperm bank? Izzy said, her voice carrying to those at nearby tables. For the love of, Izzy, will you please keep your voice down? No. No, I'm upset, and I have every right to be. I won't let you do this, Melly. Friends keep friends from being stupid, and what you plan is stupid, Izzy said, shaking her blonde head with enough force to rattle teeth. You're giving up on love and romance, and taking the easy way out. What if Marcelly has the perfect guy for you? I know you're afraid of getting hurt again after wading through the sludge pit of men out there online, but if you're willing to go through a freaking sperm bank to get a baby, can't you at least give this a chance first? Give Marcelly 6 setups. If they don't work, fine. Go do what you're so determined to do. But at least give Marcelly a chance to find you the romance reset you so desperately need and deserve. Amelia tilted her head to the side, and even though the conversation about men had been fun, it was time for a reality check. Romance reset. Izzy, I'm not even sure I believe those men exist now. They're unicorns. Between porn, drugs and addictions, sexual deviance and a few other hard no's for me, the odds are. 92%, Izzy and Marcelly stated in unison, sharing a smile because of it. 92% chance of finding a freaking unicorn? Amelia stared across the table into her best friend's face. Izzy wanted to help her. Thought she was helping by setting this up and hiring Marcelly. Was she ready for something like this? Because matchmaking was totally next level. The first available appointment at the sperm bank was a little over 4 weeks away, which technically gave her plenty of time to meet a few of the potential men Marcelly might procure between now and then, and prove her willingness to try if for no other reason than to get Marcelly and Izzy off her back. Amelia felt the intensity of their combined stares and caved beneath the pressure. Fine, she said, holding up her hands in surrender. I'll agree to being set up. But not 6 of them. I don't have time for that. I'm working long hours and I have to be on set Monday, and it's going to be a crazy few weeks while they're in Wilmington filming. 5, Izzy said with a not-so-innocent blink. 1, Amelia countered. 1's just for practice. 3. Final offer, Izzy added, this time with a stern glare. Come on, Amelia. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by doing this. It works like this, Marcelly said. I match you and you go out. If you both agree to go out again, you do. If one of you says no, then we move on to the next match. I'll be honest and say it's usually the 3rd or 4th match that tends to stick. As I get your feedback on the first date or two, it helps narrow things down a bit more and streamline the process. Amelia inhaled and waited several long seconds before finally nodding. Fine. I'll do it. I agree to being matched and will make a concerted effort, but when I go to that appointment next month, she said to Izzy, you will not say another word about it. Izzy lifted her glass and Marcelly quickly followed suit. To doing it the old-fashioned way, Izzy said with a high tilt of her blonde head. To good men, Marcelly countered. And may I find one quickly for Amelia? Amelia clinked her glass against theirs. To unicorns.